Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Every man, every woman at one point or another, when you are a diehard sports fan, at some point or another, your team is going to let you down time and time again. And you start to question yourself, this is not helping my life out at all.
I think I've hit sports rock bottom. And I made a lot of bad decisions this weekend, which now that I say it out loud is not unlike most weekends. But this one, I took it to another level. So I made this this goal at the beginning of the year to see at least two of my childhood friends every year. Because I have like a group of five childhood friends. They're all married, have kids. They can't move around as well as I can. So I said, I'm coming to y'all. This is a thing I want to do because I don't want to go another 10 years not seeing some of the guys I grew up with.
Good for you, man.
And that's kind of the childless person to recognize that and to make the extra effort to see his people.
Yeah, I get it. So I end up going to Dallas. One of my friends lives in Dallas and I'm there through Sunday. And I start to think to myself as I'm there, once I realize that we have the Monday off, I'm like, oh, I can go see a Cowboys game.
Oh, no.
The Cowboys are down the street, which I'm a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, if you don't know.
Anybody that knows anything about the NFL can tell this is where the disaster happens.
Absolutely.
It's the Cowboys.
Having one of the worst seasons in memorable times. And bad. So, of course.
So, they're not just getting beat.
They're beat. Beat bad.
Yeah. They're the Florida State of the NFL right now.
Oh, nice.
True indeed. But I think that I have a silver lining because our starting quarterback is hurt. He's not playing. He's done for the season. So in my mind, we have a losing record. We have no starting quarterback. The game is down the street. These tickets can't be that much. I'm going to go just see a game, right? I'm thinking this will work in my favor. It did not. The tickets were not anywhere near cheap. They still just as expensive. You would think we were the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jerry Jones built this stadium just in time because people go to this stadium for the spectacle of the stadium. It's so big. And a lot of people that say that they go and watch the Cowboys, and I mean, the stadium's so big, it's hard to see the players on the field. So they've got these huge screen TVs,
huge.
Right? People are watching the game from their seats and not even watching the live event.
The screen is so big, you could really watch the game from the parking lot if you wanted to.
Like, I went to a March Madness there, and I imagine watching basketball players down on the floor or whatever, but that stadium is massive.
It's massive.
Which is good when the Cowboys are having crappy seasons because you're still going to fill the stadium up because people want the experience of that beautiful stadium.
Which was shocking to me because, yes, the game was still sold out. The tickets are still super expensive, and I was, like, shocked by that. But I shouldn't be being a Cowboys fan all these years. So I buy these tickets, and I try to get as good seats as I can for the price. And I did happen to find these tickets that were like $300 cheaper than like all the seats around them. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a steal. But as soon as I bought them, I had instant regret. I don't know what came over me. It was like when I was buying them, I was like, ah, you live once, do it. As soon as I was like, credit went through, I was like, yeah, nah, that was stupid. So my man gives me an idea. He's like, I tell you what, why? It's an hour and a half drive to the game. You have a day. You have 24 hours until we go. Try to sell them. Mm-hmm. If you sell the tickets, then you'll get your money back, and then you can use the profit to buy some cheaper tickets, and then you supported your team.
There you go.
But you did it for almost free.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's the kind of support I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the free support. So I try to sell them. No one's biting. No one's biting. No one's biting. I'm on the car. Literally, we're in the car, on the road, on the way to the game. I'm watching the tickets like it's the game, right? Just hoping they sell so I can save a couple dollars. Not until literally we get out the car. I check one more time. They didn't sell. I put my phone away. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to use the tickets. It is what it is.
I'm just curious, what app did you use?
Ticketmaster.
Okay. Game Time, dude, is the way to go.
Is it?
When you're getting that close to kickoff or the beginning of a game, Yeah, man, that's what they're known for. And it's worked quite a bit for me.
I'm sure this would have helped me out a lot.
You should have called, bro.
Oh, man. I know next time. I appreciate you. So I get literally all the way to where you have to now, you know, scan your ticket to get into the stadium. And I go to look at my phone and it says tickets sold. So I'm like, it's bittersweet.
Oh, no. Now you don't have tickets?
Now I don't have tickets.
That's a lucky break if you ask me.
Right. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to panic. Cool. But the problem was when I went to buy the new tickets, I bought them, but I didn't have Wi-Fi. And you needed to have Wi-Fi for the tickets to come to your email so that you can put the tickets on your phone. And then the lady is like, we ain't going to get Wi-Fi out here. I don't know where you're from, but everybody knows you don't get Wi-Fi until you get in. So I was like, well, that's a problem. So I have to work it out with her to let me go. She was like, I'll let you go to right there and download your ticket and come back, which I do, right? I like, all right, cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Which she let me do that after like 30 minutes of waiting.
Wait just a second. Isn't the name of the stadium AT&T Stadium?
That is correct, Tommy.
You think they'd have phone service at AT&T Stadium?
The man's got a good point.
Maybe they got it set up to where if you're not inside, you're not using their service. I don't know how they figured that out. So literally, I go 50 feet and it goes through just fine, right? I get the tickets. I come back. She scans the tickets. I go inside. For whatever reason, I get 10 feet from her scanning the ticket and she's saying, wait, come back. They canceled the seats. I don't know why. They canceled the seats. She feels so bad for me that she's like, I don't know what you're going to do, but go ahead.
She just lets you in.
She just lets me go.
Wow.
She's like, just go, man.
Okay.
Like, I'm sweating. She sees how much of a fan I am. I'm telling her my situation. She's like, go ahead. But I didn't see you. I said, okay. So now I get in and I'm like, I still have to buy seats. So I'm trying to buy seats. It takes me probably the entire, I would say, first quarter and like halfway into the second quarter to finally get a set of tickets to go through. So I'm in, it's a big field outside of the stadium where you can pretty much, like I said, watch the game from the parking lot. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And in the beginning, we're actually playing well. So I'm hearing everybody going crazy. They're excited. I'm having anxiety because I can't get the tickets finally. So it must have been like halftime where finally, for whatever reason, I get a second ticket, they go through. Now I'm like trying to run through the arena because I done wasted a whole half already. I finally get to my seat and somebody's in my seat, of course. We have to work that out. But then I sit down, I take a breather. I'm finally at the game. It's the third quarter. The game starts and we proceed to have what they are now calling the worst offensive performance in NFL history.
But you got to witness it.
Oh, I was there. Yeah. I was there front and center.
The universe was trying to give you a break, man. It was trying to tell you, do not go in and watch your team get his butt kicked.
It really was.
It really was. You did everything.
And that's why I sat there just thinking to myself, this is absolute sports rock bottom. Because I did all of that just to watch us play like the worst team in NFL history.
I need you to admit it. I need you to admit how much you paid to watch your team.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm not doing it. The Burt Show. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
I really love unlikely celeb friendships like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, how they got together. I think that's so fun. Or when you see pictures of a party, whether it's at like an award show or it's just something you see on Instagram, and you're like, when will those two ever hang out? Right. But I love that it kind of makes sense.
You got Jason Kelsey doing songs with Stevie Nicks now.
I know.
What?
So seeing these unlikely celeb pairings is so fun. And there's a new one in town, and it all has to do with Mark Zuckerberg and his wife's anniversary. So I saw this on the Shade Room yesterday, and I was like, there's no way Mark Zuckerberg. Zuck is working with T-Pain on a song.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So apparently, Mark Zuckerberg and T-Pain have been friends for a while. Like, this isn't some like random collab that they finally gotten together and done something with. At one point, T-Pain even gave him a Nappy Boy Meta chain back in July, commented on the photo, was like, looks great on you, buddy. Can't wait to see you later. And apparently, he's been a big part of his and his wife's relationship because whenever Mark Zuckerberg and his wife met, I guess Get Low was playing on in the background. So on Instagram, Mark explained
that he decided to record Get Low as a tribute to his wife in honor of their anniversary. He said, Get Low was playing when I first met Priscilla at a college party, so every year we listen to it on our dating anniversary. And this year, I worked with T-Pain on our own version of this lyrical masterpiece. Here's the track, and it's also available on Spotify.
369, damn, you're fine. Hoping you can sock it to me, baby, one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm very mad.
I'm upset.
This is so romantic. What? I would love if my husband did this,
is
right?
Is the bar set that low that this is romantic?
Yeah. Get low?
He is working with the actual artist. He and T-Pain are buddies. That's a huge song. And to like turn it into his own for his wife, that's not a low bar. That's a hella high bar. That is impressive.
Maybe for white people.
Yeah. that's not it. I'm telling y'all, that's not it.
T-Pain approved it.
It's Mark Zuckerberg. You're not going to tell him no.
Yeah. You maintain friendships with billionaires.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that was the plain white teaification of Get Low. So, you know what? He did a really good job. I think it's really romantic. Is it a little cringy? Yes, but there's something so funny about Mark Zuckerberg in like this era of his life. Like, he's already done the hard work. He's built Facebook. He's built Meta. And now if you look at him on social media, he seems like he's trying to go through like his cool kid rebel era. Mm-hmm. Like, he's grown out his hair. It's over his ears. He's hanging out with T-Pain.
Isn't he a jiu-jitsu champ or something like that also?
Yeah, he wanted to fight Elon Musk at one point.
It's cringy, but it's cute. Like, there are some things that give you ick, and for some reason, that doesn't give me ick. And I think it's knowing who Mark Zuckerberg is and what he does. And it's the fact that this is so, it seems very out of his comfort zone. And so if your man goes so far out of his comfort zone to do something like that, I think that's part. Like, if Bart did something like that, oh my God, talk about swoon. Like, that is not something that man would ever do in a bajillion years. Okay. And then to put it on the internet, to put it on the internet for everybody to hear, like to expose yourself like that, mad props, dude.
See, he's very different than Elon Musk. You're talking about billionaires here, right? And yesterday we were talking about Elon Musk with $320 billion being upset at Saturday Night Live because one of the impressions, oh, he was so offended by it. And here Zuckerberg is with all these billions. Not giving AF.
Make fun of me.
You know what? You turned me around.
Thank you.
I respect it.
You turned me around.
The man created Facebook. He knows what kind of commentary is going on. And he knows what's going to happen when this song gets out and what people are going to say. But he doesn't care anyway.
That's fair. You don't have to embarrass yourself with that kind of money. And he did it for his wife. I see the romance.
Yeah, you turned me around.
I see it.
He's like, let me boost the algorithm for today. Yeah. Let's get those likes and comments happening. Okay, I feel like with the sexiest man alive, no matter who gets announced, there's always going to be some kind of backlash. And I feel like for John Krasinski, there wasn't like a ton of it, but there were two people that everybody expected to be sexiest man alive, and for good reason.
Glenn Powell
and
Pedro Pascal. Okay.
And allegedly, according to rumors on the internet, both of them were begged to be this year's sexiest man alive, and they both turned it down, which makes them a part of a very selective group of men who have also turned down sexiest man alive. Ryan Gosling is very famous for turning down sexiest man alive. I also found out that Andrew Garfield turned down sexiest man alive, and I think it doesn't feel like it's a part of their brand for some reason.
If I'm John Krasinski, I hate this information.
You have an asterisk now.
Yeah, right. So it's your third choice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sexiest man.
He was People Magazine's first choice. You said they turned it down?
Yeah. Allegedly, they turned it down.
Allegedly. We don't know for sure.
Ironically, it makes those guys who turned it down even sexier.
It does.
I know. Why does them turning it down make me want them more? Although I still love John Krasinski. He deserves it.
He does.
I love that man.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R BORHERS.com/BERT. BORHERS.com/BERT. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gwyneth Paltrow is back at it again with her Goop holiday gift guide, which means we get to play Goop Price is Right.
So I know we focus on the big ticket items.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen this thing online. Are there cheaper things too, or do we just highlight the?
We're only highlighting the extravagant items. Okay. No, like there's stuff on there that's $25.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I found the cutest pair of oyster ornaments that I want to get my girlfriend who lives down in Mississippi, but there's already a wait list for them. Gotcha. I mean, like she's Gwyneth Paltrow has some power when she pumps some stuff out.
Yeah.
So no, I went because she has the holiday gift guide and it's categorized out. So it's like gifts for her, gifts for him, gifts for lovers, gifts for travel. And then you have like another whole category that's like the awesomely insane gift section. And that's where some of these come from. So I helped you guys out this year. So we're starting low, we're ending high. So whatever the price is, the next price is going to be higher. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the first item you are going to bid on is the short down jacket. You know that Aspen trip you've been thinking about booking, never too early to start shopping for it. So it's literally a jacket that comes to your waist and it's a down jacket with some leather trim. And it's like, you know, a little bit poofy because it's a down jacket.
Abby would never wear it. It's too short for her.
I'm going $1,200.
$1,200? Okay.
Wow, $1,200. I'll go $1,000.
Okay.
$500.
Give it to Abby!
Hey!
The average retail price of this short down jacket from Moncler is $2,700.
Oh, did you say Moncler?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed that.
Not that I'll be purchasing it. Short.
All right, so remember, the next item is going to be above $2,700. So now you are going to bid on the Firelight Infrared Sauna from Sauna Space. It's easy to set up and dismantle when you want your space back. So it kind of looks like a little bit of a like a tent of some sort that you can set up and create your own infrared sauna. So it's not made of wood. It's like kind of like a tent-like material.
Yeah.
And you can set it up. And you can take it down and make your own little infrared sauna space.
Hmm.
We'll start with you, Bert.
Okay, Kristen. I will go with $8,400.
Okay.
I'm going with $5,700.
Huh. $5,000.
You are all over.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh.
It's $3,900.
Oh, that's very affordable.
What a bargain.
Bert's like, send me the link. All right. Next, from Few and Far, the Unknown Experience. And remember, this is over $3,900. So choose your continent, fill out your questionnaire, and Few and Far will tailor a bespoke and epic adventure for you.
Oh, this sounds great.
I know, right? So I don't know how many days. I'm assuming it's like, it's definitely less than a week, all right? But again, so for this experience, per person, you get to choose your continent, you fill out a questionnaire, and then this company, Few and Far, tailors an adventure for you.
It sounds fancy, but it's a travel agent.
Oh, God, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
All right, Mo, you're going to start.
$7,500.
Okay.
I'm going to go
$8,101.
$15,000.
I win.
Yeah,
that's a strategy right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next on the Gwyneth Paltrow holiday gift guide, and we're playing Price is Right. I have to say it that way. It's just now ingrained in me. All right. A dating coaching session with Amy Nobile Messing. So this is a 4-month program. So you get her expert dating advice for 4 months. Mm-hmm. And it says a conscious dating approach to finding your match. Remember, this is more than $15,000. Wow. Okay. So for 4 months, how much do you think 4 months of dating coaching from Amy Nobile Messing or Nobile Messing will cost you? We're going to start with Mo.
Too much. I will go $25,000.
Okay. Wait, you get to go last this time.
Oh,
Bert.
$22,000.
And then Abby.
$20,000.
Mo hit it on the head.
What?
$25,000 for 4 months. All right, let me have this last one because it's going to blow your mind.
Go for it.
Again, it's got to be over $25,000.
That last one, by the way, Abby, whatever it costs, find a promo code.
All right, but your last one, you're going to be fascinated by this because I pulled it just for you. The Amortal Chamber, or maybe it's Amortal Chamber, A-M-M-O-R-T-A-L, stacks multi-wave pulse PEF and PEMF technology with red light therapy, vibroacoustic sound therapy, and hydrogen inhalation therapy in one cutting-edge at-home bed. It looks like a tanning bed, but it's a chamber. How much do you think it costs?
This is for the richy riches, man. This is the 1%ers trying to just extend their life for as long as they can, like Elon Musk.
$50,000.
$150,000.
$149,000.
It's the Bert Show. The Bert Show. Today is Thursday. We call it follow-up Thursday. We tie storylines from before in a nice little bow here, and we will do that in just a couple of seconds because she suspected her stepdad was cheating on her mom, but the person who he was cheating on kind of left us all a little speechless. We'll get into that here in just a couple of seconds.
There wasn't a lot we could agree on this election season, despite, you know, no matter what party you were in. I feel like we were, you know, arguing about little things, but there's one thing I feel like that really brought the nation together, and that is the fact that we were all sick of getting those freaking political texts over and over, asking for money, asking us for us to sign things, asking for us to do whatever it took to get this candidate to the right place.
Are you registered to vote? Have you voted? Have you voted? Have you voted? Have you voted?
Did you tell your friends to vote? Did you tell your mom to vote? Yes. Has your cat voted? Can your cat vote?
I think I had a very good idea in the next 4 years, you know, when this happens again, that when you vote, there should be somehow some tracking of they leave you alone right after that.
100%. So one of my mutuals on TikTok had a really interesting idea because I feel like everyone has that one friend that's a little hard to get a hold of. And she thought, you know what? If it'll work for the government, maybe it'll work for you and your friends.
Normalize asking your friends to hang out like you're a politician asking for campaign money. One of my besties just texted me, "Hello, Michael Dukakis here. I'll be honest, it's not looking good for us right now. The only way we can defeat Trump and his cronies is if we all link up again and go on a hike together. Can you pledge 90 minutes at some point in the next few weeks to do a hike of easy to medium intensity? Text stop to stop." Like, yes, yes, please, as my friend, make me feel as wanted as I felt during the election cycle with all of those political texts coming in. Like, yes, show me that intensity. Show me that commitment.
So that was Maddie Hart. She's a comedian out in LA. She's hysterical.
You'll never feel more wanted than you did right before the election.
Right.
You know, put that off the board. All right, we call it follow-up Thursday for a reason. You guys hit us up on email and you're like, "Hey, Bert Show, whatever happened to blank?" And then we do the homework behind the scenes. And then on Thursdays, we answer all your questions.
So this was back in September of this year. 10 years after her parents' divorce, Katie's mom married a new man. She was never opposed to him, and she always thought his first marriage ended because the two fell out of love. But she quickly found out that was a lie after her stepsister exposed her dad's past infidelity. That led Katie to believe that her stepdad could be doing the same thing to her mom. So we helped her out with War of the Roses, and the results were quite shocking. Not only was her stepdad cheating on her mom, but he was cheating with her mom's best friend. So what did Katie decide to do with this information?
Hi there, Bert Show. This is not a happy update, but I do think it's for the best that these awful people are out of my mom's life, or at least soon to be. It might surprise you, but the first person I told about my stepdad's infidelity was my stepsister. I think I just wanted to talk to someone who could relate to how I was feeling. She was shocked and honestly as devastated as I was. She told me she would 100% support my mom and encourage me to tell her the truth. So I sat my mom down and I let her know everything. She was shattered, but didn't seem as surprised as I thought she'd be. She told me she had been suspicious that Connie and my stepdad had been messing around, but was too scared to say anything to either of them. I told her that she had me and my stepsister's full support and that she didn't deserve this treatment. Thankfully, she agreed and they are currently separated and on the way to divorce. The only problem now is that he and Connie are still dating and he refuses to vacate the house. What? Since they've separated, my stepdad's true colors have really shown. He flaunts his relationship, drags his feet on anything to do with the divorce, and acts like he's never cared about my mom ever. She's staying with me at my house currently and I'm fed up. It's been over 2 months of just awful behavior from my ex-stepdad. Don't get me started on my mom's quote-unquote best friend who now pretends my mom doesn't exist. My mom is truly broken from this treatment. You all reaching out comes at a great time because I still need your help. I need to get revenge for the sake of my mother. Huh? My stepsister wants in too. What can I do to get back at my evil stepfather and his hussy of a mistress? Within legal bounds, preferably, but at this point, I'm not too picky.
You know, we've been talking about doing songs of revenge. I think we have enough info here to create a song for her.
I was going to go a little bit more intense.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Somebody's house is being burnt down.
Close, but not really. We're not going to do arson. And I don't know if this is going to be illegal behavior or not, because I think it depends on whose name is on the deed. But he refuses to get out of the house, right? So if I were her, I would hire a locksmith and go over there knowing when he was out of the house. Yeah. And I would change all the locks on the house and put all of his stuff in the front lawn.
Oh, there you go.
That's 1,000.
That's old school right there.
Right?
Yeah, right on the lawn.
It takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of like proper timing, but it just feels right.
I don't know, considering the circumstances.
I felt like arson felt more right. Yeah, yeah.
You really make more of a statement.
Okay, yeah.
Right, okay. With a felony.
How about, y'all, how about we meet in the middle, okay?
Okay.
There's a compromise here.
We take his stuff out and then burn it in the front yard.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Bonfire action.
Perfect right. For this weather.
Yes. I know. Get some marshmallows. Ooh, we could do the savory s'mores, Abby.
Get some brie.
Yeah.
That's a proper workshop right there.
Yeah.
I'm glad we worked that out.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You can mess with your man a little bit. You can mess with your woman a little bit. But you got to keep your hands off your PlayStation, man. That is off limits when it comes to relationships. Mo knows this.
Yeah, I do. I have a cousin who is dating someone who she is taking petty to an entirely new level. And I'm really not that mad at it. So he calls me and he's clearly in a panic. I have no idea what this is about. And he's like, bro, I need your help. And I'm like, okay, what's up? What you got going on? And he says, the girl that I'm dating won't give me my PlayStation back.
She actually is holding it hostage?
Yes.
And are there hostage negotiations going on right now?
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So
what'd he do?
So he tells me this and I'm like, first of all, how old are you, right? Because why are you going through this? And I'm making fun of him. And he's not there for the jokes. He's like, this is not, it's like, not a time for games.
He's like, bro, I'm grounded.
And y'all make fun of me for playing my PlayStation, which I play maybe once or twice a week. We're talking about somebody who is a gamer. Like, this guy is on his game every day. And so I'm like, what did you do? So he wanted me to make it clear that they are, quote unquote, dating. He feels like that's important information. They are not in a, quote unquote, relationship. They are dating. And they have been dating for about 3 months now.
They're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You said it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They're in a relationship.
I think so, too.
That's his girlfriend.
They're going to get married.
Yeah. They're already engaged.
This is just relationship trauma ASMR. Uh-huh. He's a boyfriend.
Uh-huh. So, I know this is going to trigger him, too, and that's hilarious. But he wanted to, well, she wanted him to meet her family. She felt like it was time.
They're definitely dating.
And he, because he's afraid to admit this, felt like it was too soon. So
he's afraid of commitment.
The timing thing is different for everybody, right? When are you supposed to meet somebody's family? Who knows?
He really needs to get therapy.
Okay. So he decides, I'm not doing it. He puts his foot down. She says, why? He feels like because I have trauma from the past of where I was moving too fast. I don't want to move so fast in this relationship.
You can use code Abby for BetterHelp. Actually, that's a total lie.
I don't know why y'all keep whispering
it's
it.
It's code BERT. Y'all off your first month.
Y'all all doing the Katie right now. When whispering into the mic.
When she comes on, right? She whispered.
So she felt like, all right, well, I don't understand why you can't meet my family. I feel like we have gotten to that point in a relationship. I've done enough for you to feel like we should be there. And if we're not there, then we should discuss why, because she feels like that's where they should be. And he's like, and she also told him, which was a valid point, because they both listen to my podcast a lot. And I'm always saying that you should try your best to heal and not bring past traumas into new relationships with people who have nothing to do with what you've been through, which is, in a way, what he's doing. So she had a point. Kind of got me on the side.
Queen knows her worth.
So he decides to meet her in the middle, which shocked me, right? And he's like, all right, cool. I'll go meet your family.
Compromise is the key to a healthy relationship.
Is it, though? Is it? Because he went to meet her family. They met. He was uncomfortable, super awkward, said it wasn't the greatest time. It was a lot of family there. They weren't really the happiest of the way that their relationship is going. So they gave him a hard time. So fast forward about a week or two later. Unfortunately, someone in her family is not doing so well, and the family is getting together in order to surround this person with love just in case they don't make it. He was honest in saying, God forbid something happens, I'll be there, I'll support you through it. But there was one particular day where the family was getting together. He was like, I'm going to be honest, I feel uncomfortable. I can't do it. I don't want to go.
This is not about him. It's about supporting her.
Well,
retweet.
That's probably how she felt. So it doesn't happen. He doesn't go. He leaves his PlayStation, he goes to work. Since that day, it's been about 5 days now, every time he tries to call her to come over and get his PlayStation, she's not home. She is conveniently not home.
That's suspicious.
So that's what he said. Why you have not been home in the last 5 days? She's like, well, listen, you're not going out your way to be with my family. I'm not going out of my way to be home.
Oof.
I really like her energy.
Nah, I say run.
That's what he wants to do, but he can't get his PlayStation.
You know, I think I've told you this before. I lost a PlayStation the same way. The exact same
you
way.
You did?
What? Yeah. I remember Chandra, right? I was dating this girl back in the day. Fiery Guyana girl. Fiery, man. She scared me.
Is that the one that punched you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I would also be scared of a woman who punched me.
Yeah. And then we went on vacation together the next day. That's how dysfunctional it was. Either way, she scared the hell out of me. And it was that relationship where you're living together, but you're not living together. Like, I had a house with a whole bunch of other dudes, but I was over at her house so much that most of my stuff was over there. And I was scared to break up with her. So I thought, you know what? I'll just take one item out of her apartment like every day and she won't realize that I'm slowly breaking up with her. So one day it would be socks. Another day it would be a t-shirt. And the last thing was going to be the PlayStation. And she caught on to my strategy here with about a week left. And I just left everything everything there, and it was the PlayStation.
No.
Yeah, what? One of them was the PlayStation. I left it, man. I was so scared.
Man. So,
believe it or not, I'm going to come to his defense here, because depending on the treatment he received when he went and visited her family, met her family for the first time, like, if you feel like there was legitimate, like, mistreatment or toxicity, et cetera, I don't blame him for not wanting to be around her family. If he wasn't, like, you got to protect your own mental health, for sure. I do think he needs to do a little self-work, but I don't blame him for standing his ground and being like, yeah, the last time I hung out with your family, it was not a good experience, and I don't want to put myself in that position again. That is, if that's how it went down. Now, if he's just kind of being a wuss about stuff and exaggerating how bad the treatment is because he's a commitment phobe and doesn't want to go and support her, especially in this really dire time of need, well, then that's a different story.
Let me ask you how the PlayStation works here real quick. It's been years since I've had one, right? Is he more... How much is the hardware for the PlayStation? Just the console itself?
I think $500-$600.
Okay,
something
so
like
that's expensive. Uh-huh. Is he more worried when you give up your PlayStation? Do you give up all the info also, like on the soft drive, like all
yes,
the info you
I,
do?
I see what you're asking. So you can't go buy a new PlayStation and still have all of the things that you. No, it's,
yeah.
it's okay. A hard drive now.
Then he's got to fight.
Yeah.
What's the name of the person that you send to shake somebody down?
A hitman?
No, not a hitman.
That's to kill him, man.
Tomato, tomato.
Like the muscle? Like a bookie?
No, it's not a bookie. Isn't there a name for a person where you go to like shake somebody down to like get your money? So he needs to hire somebody to go over to her apartment to like shake her down and get his PlayStation back.
Yeah, okay.
How about Bert's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
There you go. He's fiery.
Send Sean
Rush. She is fiery. It's the Bert Show.
Hey. The Bert Show.
Certainly had a rude awakening this morning, realizing that I'm in a very different phase of my life now than I used to be. Back in the day, man, go out to 2:30, 3 in the morning, get up, who cares? Who cares? Let's howl at the moon! Woo!
What's sad is that is exactly how you used to be.
Totally, man. And then this morning, I look at my Friday and realize that I am overly excited about this Mike Tyson Jake Paul match on Friday night on Netflix, right? I am way invested. I've watched Mike's career since he first started boxing. This was a bad man.
This is like a pay-per-view thing, right?
That's Netflix.
It's a Netflix pay-per-view, yeah. Sanctioned fight.
Yeah.
Counts towards Mike's record and everything. I actually hate how excited I am, so I'm
okay.
With you.
That's yes. Where I was going yes, also. It's like, man, I mean, it's almost like, I can't tell if it's like a sideshow or if it's stupid or not, but Tyson, as you know, is the baddest man in the world for a while there, right? Then he's had a rough career and an interesting life and a tragic life also, but the dude is like 58 years old now.
Yeah, I think so, 58, 59.
He's 58, but I mean, nobody could beat this guy back in the day, and he's fighting Jake Paul, a YouTuber, probably one of the top 5 YouTubers in the world, who I think is an amazing marketer and started out as a YouTuber. And he's brought people back to the boxing sport, to be honest with you. People are like, nah, forget about boxing. UFC is where it's at.
Like, I just, if I were to watch it, it's just because I want to see Mike Tyson pummel Jake Paul.
That's most people.
Yeah.
That's how Jake Paul makes his money.
Yeah, I don't got a beef with that dude. I mean, I've watched a lot of the specials on him, and I just think he's a brilliant marketer. Either way, so he's 27 years old, and he's going up against Tyson, who's almost 60 years old. But Tyson was so dominant back in the day that people like me that grew up watching him are like, there's no way this YouTuber can beat him. But boxing experts know that, man, 57 against 27, mm-hmm. And Jake has evolved into a pretty damn good boxer.
Like, the boxers don't particularly respect him because of his journey to get to where he is, because he hasn't technically fought anyone that's in their prime or that's considered a really sharp boxer. But when you look at his production and the way he's progressed from when he started, mm-hmm. You do kind of have to respect it.
Yes.
So I just quick Google Jake Paul's boxing record. Jake Paul holds a 10-1 record, mm-hmm. with 7 knockouts in his career. His lone loss came via a split decision to Tommy Fury back in February of 2023.
The dude can fight.
Yeah, now look at Tyson's record.
Okay.
And again, this is spanning over like 30 years or whatever.
Yeah, because for many a years, people forget no one could beat Mike Tyson.
No, man. He was knocking people out in the first 30 seconds every time they fought when he first started.
Yep.
Okay, so Tyson has a career record of 50-6 with 44 knockouts. knockouts.
Yes,
He started his career with 37 wins before his first loss. He had 33 knockouts in that span.
Abby, I tell you, when he started his career, the only word that you could use to describe him was vicious. Just vicious. In the ring, out of the ring.
Yeah.
So he's kind of softened now in his older age, smokes a lot of weed. I think he has pigeons for a hobby in New York City.
A ton of pigeons.
He does. Yeah, he's like the pigeon lady from Home Alone.
Seriously.
And they are his babies. Like, he loves them.
It's really interesting to watch this huge dude with tattoos on his face being so loving and so gentle with these pigeons on a rooftop in New York City.
Mike always tells the story of that's really how he became a fighter, because the guy, he had a pigeon when he was younger, and a guy ripped the pigeon's head off said racial slurs to him. And from that day on, Mike always tells the story. That's the day that he decided no one is ever going to do anything like that to me again. And he became a fighter and he fell in love with pigeons.
Did you see where Jake Paul gifted him a pigeon?
Yes. No,
I did not see
Jake
that.
Jake Paul's gift to Mike Tyson gets dark. He gave him a pigeon. Jake Paul gifted Mike Tyson a pigeon, and he said he's going to feed it to his falcon.
Mike was tired of the trolling by that point.
Okay.
Why is he making them kiss like they're Barbie dolls or something?
There has been some weird promotion leading up to this thing. But again, Jake Paul, what he does is he knows how to market better than anybody, he and his brother, right? So he's got millions and millions of followers. Half of them probably hate him, but he really knows what he's doing. And he's trying to legitimize himself in the boxing world as well as making $20 million. What are these guys making? It's stupid.
About $30 million, I think.
$30 million
each. A piece for this fight?
Yeah.
Regardless of who wins?
Regardless.
Is there a prize
pot? And they get more. So they get more depending upon the pay-per-view payoff and all of that stuff.
So that will bring Mike Tyson out to fight again, because he's lost a lot of money over his career. And this could be his one last payday. But his... not career. What's the word I'm looking for? His...
rebrand? His reputation?
His reputation's kind of on the line. I mean, it would be a tragedy for him to lose his reputation.
His legacy.
That's the word I'm looking for. So it would be tragic, but it's going to be... It has people really interested in a fight that they normally wouldn't even care about.
All right, so the fight purse for Paul versus Tyson is about $80 million, which means Jake Paul could earn half that sum for taking part. He said in the pre-fight press conference, I'm here to make $40 million and knock out a legend.
Okay, so... And there's a lot of, like, subplots also. Like, if Tyson knocks him out early, then he doesn't get paid as much. But because Jake Paul is so much younger, Jake Paul has a better chance of winning if the fight goes longer because Tyson's old.
Yep.
There's a lot of subplots going on. But for me, it's like I looked at it and I was all excited this morning and they won't even start fighting till midnight. And I'm like, I am never going to make it.
Man, that's every fight nowadays. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm sitting there drinking coffee, slapping water on my face.
What time is it again?
Midnight.
It'll be midnight by the time, because there's like four... fights on the undercard that are very intriguing also, but either way, they're not throwing a punch until midnight, man.
I feel your pain because Tuesday night, Kentucky played Duke here in our city.
Yep.
My husband and I could have went to the game, right?
Literally right down the street.
Literally
from
right.
Me.
Man, that tip-off was 9 p.m. I was like, I am not going downtown for a 9 p.m. tip-off and then not rolling into bed until midnight. I will watch it on TV. Actually, I'm going to watch it on TV the next day because I'm not staying up that late to watch.
I have never felt more like a loser than having to set an alarm clock to watch a fight in my life.
The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.